99.7 KFRC, the Bay Area's classic hits, The Stones. Cammy and Dean, good to have you with us here this morning.
The Rolling Stones coming, of course, November 5th. I cannot wait. And I also can't wait because...
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a...
Yes, it's SpongeBob time! With Cammy and Dean and... the man behind the legend, SpongeBob, it's Tom Kenny. Good morning.
How's it going?
It's going well.
Good. Nice to talk to you again.
You know, SpongeBob is our, you've got like number one kids movie, number one show, number one typing program for Mac. Now you're going to have a number one album?
That would be nice. We realize that like the one SpongeBob product that didn't exist was a original album of songs by SpongeBob and his friends. So my friend Andy Paley, who's a producer and musician, and myself got together and just kind of wrote this album and pitched it to Nickelodeon and Steve Hillenburg, and they said, yeah, we like it. Let's put it out. So,
well, Tom, I mean, come on. You've always been a rock star waiting to have your little forum.
That's right. I'm a 44-year-old rock star. That's me.
Well, I'm looking at this album you got, not only Andy Paley, but, I mean, NRBQ's all over it. Flaco Jimenez. Did you just, like, get everybody you love and put them in a studio?
Exactly. You got it, Cammy. It was everybody I love. Like, Nickelodeon just gave us, you know, they pretty much just said, here's your budget, make the record you want.
So I'm thinking maybe when you called my husband, Frank Novicki, the phone was busy or something.
How long have you been doing SpongeBob, even before you auditioned, or did you create the voice during the audition?
You know, SpongeBob is the one thing I never had to audition for. Of all the hundreds of things I've done, I've had to audition for everything except SpongeBob, and that's just because Steve Hillenburg heard me do a voice just fooling around, you know, when the microphones weren't turned on another series.
Yeah.
And just said, hey, I've got a show that I'm going to be pitching to Nickelodeon. I like that guy, you know. And it was pretty much it. He said to Nickelodeon, you know, this is the guy I like, this is the voice I like, I don't want to listen to anybody else.
Wow.
So it was kind of, in a way, it's the easiest gig I've ever gotten.
Sure.
And it's by far the most popular.
Yeah.
Well, what's weird, Tom, is I don't know if most people may not get this, but without Tom Kenny, there probably wouldn't be Nickelodeon. Because, I mean, you're on Fairly Odd Parents, and Powerpuff Girls, the Jalen, whatever that, Jalen Showdown thing. I mean, you've done it.
Yeah, well, Powerpuff Girls is Cartoon Network.
But, oh.
I think Shaolin Showdown is Kids WB. But, you know,
whatever.
That's the good thing
my kids live for it. Okay, let me change that. We'll rephrase it. Without Tom Kenny, my kids would just stare at a blank wall.
Well, that's good. That means your kids probably have some kind of imagination.
Yeah.
If they can turn a blank wall into an afternoon of fun.
Well, they can.
That's the great thing about animation is that you can kind of work for a whole bunch of different places. And, you know, the nature of the shows is all over the place. Some of them are preschool shows for real little kids, and some of them are kind of Adult Swim, kind of like the Boondocks and stuff like that, and there's stuff like SpongeBob that just seems to appeal to everybody, and, you know, it's fun when something like SpongeBob spawns a fun little side project like this record where, you know, we just went in and said, how about making a SpongeBob record? And they said, sure, go for it. Get on it. Nobody else wants to do it. So we wound up. It may be the only kids' record in history that's dedicated to Gene Pitney.
I was going to say, and did he know before he died that this was...
You know what's funny? He was going to be on it.
Oh.
There's a very Gene Pitney-esque song that SpongeBob sings called Where's Gary? About SpongeBob, like a super over-dramatic, you know, histrionic song. We always heard Gene Pitney in there, and he passed away before
Man. Mm. Oh,
yeah.
So if this is a huge hit, Tom, will there be a SpongeBob World Tour?
That would be fun. We're talking about doing some in-stores like here in L.A., like at Amoeba Music.
No. Open for the Stones.
Okay. Can you swing that for me?
Absolutely. I got all kinds of power. You wouldn't believe it.
Let me call Sir Mick right now, and I'll get on that.
Start me up. Start me up and never stop. Here's something from... Satanic Majesty's Request. Yeah, it's coming at you.
Hey, we'll let Tom Kenny get back to that Stones thing. And we'll just all sing along to this.
Who lives in a
pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob SquarePants!
You can sing it, Mark. Go ahead.
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish.
That's for all the kids on their way to school this morning.
SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
Now I'm craving a Krabby Patty.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I love that show. Tom Kenny, Lived in San Francisco for quite a while. Honed his SpongeBobness right here on the comedy stages of San Francisco.
I loved him doing Mick Jagger.
I know. Wouldn't it be awesome if SpongeBob opened for the Stones?
It would be.
And then next, the Wiggles will open for Metallica. It's going to be great.